Report: Manchin campaign paid ex-employee who called for Trump's hanging months after alleged firing. By Nick Gilbertson on July 18, 2023. The campaign committee for Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, compensated what a spokesperson said in April was a former employee, months after he was allegedly terminated when it was revealed he posted "Hang the convict" on social media in reference to former President Donald J. Trump, according to a report. According to a review of Federal Election Commission (FEC) filings from Manchin's committee that Fox News's Justin Skoffstall analyzed, Charlie Collins was compensated as recently as June for consulting services. The payment was $1,829. In a January 2020, in a Facebook post that Fox News unearthed in April, Collins shared a political cartoon showing Trump before a noose while Uncle Sam stands by a lever. "Hang the convict," wrote Collins, according to Fox. A spokesperson said he had ceased working for the campaign in a statement to the outlet that month, adding that Manchin has zero tolerance for violence or threats of violence. Collins, who was the only salaried employee on the committee in the past 5 years or so, per the outlet, received a paycheck at the end of April. In May, he received a healthcare stipend. But he had never been compensated for consulting services until the June payment from the committee, months after he was said to be disassociated with it, according to the outlet. In a statement to Fox News published Tuesday, Manchin's campaign neglected to comment on the consulting payment. His employment was terminated in April but was still owed a health insurance stipend, which is reflected in the filings, the spokesperson said. While Manchin has not declared a re-election bid for Senate, he has been linked to the No Labels Party as a potential third-party presidential candidate, possibly becoming a major influence in the outcome of the 2024 election. On Monday night, he attended a No Labels forum in the early primary state of New Hampshire, where he emphasized he has never spoiled another candidate's chances in past races, as CNN noted. "I've never been in any race I've ever spoiled. I've been in races to win," Manchin said. "And if I get in a race, I'm going to win." It echoes a similar sentiment from Manchin's coded message in late April, in which he said, "I will win any race I enter."